Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
There have been calls to re-examine the rate at which adaptation grants paid to older people and people with disabilities are made. These grants are paid to adapt homes and make them more accessible for people with limited mobility. The cost of building work is spiralling, as we know. There are also concerns that different local authorities are implementing adaptation grants differently. And for more on this, I'm joined by Dublin Midwest TD for Fine Gael, Emer Higgins. Deputy Emer Higgins, good evening to you. Thanks for joining us on Drive Time this evening. It's an issue that listeners have raised with us from time to time. People with disabilities, older people, people trying to stay in their homes. Can you tell us or remind us how the adaptation grants are administered at the moment?
Really, I suppose the adaptation grants are mostly used by elderly people who want to stay in their own home and who want to make their home more safe and more accessible. And also from people who are coming out of hospital or out of rehabilitation, haven't been in there after an accident, an injury or an operation. And these grants are means tested and they're there to really help those people adapt their home to get them out of hospital and home as quickly as possible or to keep them in their home.
And is it through the really HSE or local authorities?
Yeah, it's a mix. And really, it's local authorities who do the bulk of the work in terms of approving the grants. At the moment, the maximum grants cap is €30,000 to adapt an entire home. But under that overall grant, there are kind of subcategories. For example, some local authorities cap €9,000 for the maximum amount you could draw down for a shower or a downstairs bathroom. But ultimately, those prices and those caps were all put in place a number of years ago when costs were very different. We all know the costs have been increasing, and that's especially true when it comes to construction. Development levies have been temporarily lifted to support people who are building one-off homes or are developing because of that. But it's not just the price of new homes that are increasing. It's construction across the price of the board, the price of materials, the price of labour, and that affects anyone doing any construction project, whether that's an extension or an adaptation to their home. And when you're talking about adaptations to people's homes, you're talking about things like downstairs bathrooms, mm-hmm. like accessible bathrooms, wheelchair ramps, stair lifts, handrails. These are all things that people need.
Accessible doors and things like that. You mentioned the 30,000 figure. I suppose the depending on the project you're in need of, it may vary, it may cover it, it may not. Are you saying that this figure should go higher?
I think it absolutely has to, because it just doesn't cover the cost. And even when you take the example of a bathroom, €9,000, nowadays bathrooms are coming in more like €12,000 to €14,000. So that's not covering 95% of the cost. In fact, it's only covering about 65% of the cost. And people who we know can't afford it, because these are people who have already qualified under the means test, are having to make up this shortfall of thousands of euro. I don't think that's fair, and that's why I'm calling for the grant ceilings to be increased in line with construction costs and for a review of the scheme to ensure that more people, even those on more higher incomes, qualify, and so that all local authorities actually implement and process the grants in the same way. I think that's the fairest way to do it.
Because they vary at present. Or is the application process difficult? It's complex, is it?
I don't get too many complaints about the application process being difficult, but what I do get are complaints about people feeling they're waiting a long time for the application to be looked at. So I do think if we need additional resources in local authorities, the government needs to sanction that, because ultimately we need to make sure that people are getting these grants, because, you know, this could be the difference between staying in your own home, maintaining your own independence or losing that, or being able to come out of hospital back into your own home. And these have huge repercussions for people's lives in terms of quality of life. And these grants were set up, I mean, it's €82 million goes into this every year. These were grants were set up to actually help people in this situation, to ensure that they don't have those financial pressures. But unfortunately, as prices have increased, because the grants haven't increased alongside it, that is resulting in financial hardship for people. And I don't think that's fair.
Okay, and obviously time is of the essence in getting this work done if it's about getting out of hospital or staying in your home rather than having to move somewhere else where somewhere more suitable. You're calling for it to be increased. Have you a figure in mind? How much?
Well, I think that has to come down. And do you know what? The people who actually process these grants in the local authorities are the best people to get those figures from, because they're the people who are seeing quotations coming in. And really what we don't want is any inflation in price as a result of this. But what we want is a fair and meaningful grant that does cover 95% of the cost, which is the actual aim of these grants in the first place.
I've been reading that there's means testing involved in these adaptation grants. The gross income, €60,000. Is that fair or too low?
I think it needs to be looked at. I think it needs to be re-examined. And it also needs to be re-examined in the context of the overall cost of living increase. I mean, I know of a gentleman, a constituent of mine, who didn't qualify for a housing adaptation grant because he had an accident, had an injury. His circumstances changed. He needed to be wheelchair accessible home. But because the grant looked at his financial data from the year previous when he was working, he was disqualified. These are all issues I've raised with the minister, who is doing a review of this scheme. And I want to make sure that this scheme is fit for purpose.
I was going to ask you that.
We're really getting that money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it's
about.
I mean, I think we have to review it.
Yeah, well, have you been speaking to the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath,
yes.
Public Expenditure Minister, Pascal Donoghue, and your own party?
Yeah, I've been speaking in particular to Minister Kieran O'Donnell in my own party, who would have responsibility for this in particular. All ministers are obviously making their cases ahead of the budget. I'm making my case too as a backbench Fine Gael TD. I'm a government TD, so I'm certainly making the case for why this budget needs to be about putting money back in people's pockets, supporting workers, supporting families, and supporting vulnerable people like those we're speaking about here today.
And is this a Fine Gael-led policy, or do you have agreement from Fianna Fáil and your partners in the Greens as well, would you say, on this?
Well, there is agreement across the board because the review is happening. So we need to make sure the review happens and that hopefully the review does recommend the changes that I have outlined. And if it does, we want those to be in place ahead of the budget. That's what I'm really calling for now.
For those waiting on the adaptation grants, or something higher, something a better, fairer system, as you're putting it, they'll have to wait to the budget to find out more.
Well, for the moment, the grants are as they are. I think after the budget, I would be really hopeful that we will have increased those grant ceilings in line with the increase in construction costs, because I think that's really, really beneficial for people who need this. And I do want to just say there are some fantastic companies out there who do this amazing work, and many of them are doing it in a situation where they're helping people from a financial perspective because of that shortfall. They're helping them come up with payment plans. They're helping them, and I think that's incredible that we do have companies that are doing that. I know Classic Bathrooms is one example. They're happening all over the country, but we need to support the people. We need to make sure that these people who require this adaptation to their homes, and they require it for such genuine reasons, that they can actually access meaningful 95% grants.
It's where I have to leave it. Eimear Higgins, thank you very much for joining us. Eimear Higgins, Fine Gael Dublin Midwest TD. It is one that we would love to hear from our listeners on as well, and your own experiences of, because it's something we will return to. So do get in touch with the programme. Drive time at rte.ie.